I'm thankful to God for the privilege of being able to have two sessions with you.
我感恩，亦都係好榮幸能夠同大家有兩個星期日一齊嚟去分享神嘅話語。
Because you know when we speak through interpretation, everything gets cut in half.
當有翻譯嘅時候咧，就所有嘢都得翻一半㗎啦。
But I'm so glad that Emily is here to help me.
我好有呢個榮幸同你一齊翻譯。
Fortunately, I know the story. Otherwise, I would not have followed anything on the screen.
咁咧，我啊好榮好彩，我知道呢啲嘅故事。如果唔係咧，我都唔知道大家睇緊嘅中文係乜嘢啊。
Now you might wonder when you read a passage like that, what does that have to do with world missions?
當我哋睇呢個經文嘅時候，我哋都會可能奇怪到底同國啊呢個嘅宣教有咩嘅關係咧
？Actually, it's a very foundational chapter when it comes to understanding our part in God's drama of redemption.
其實呢樣嘅經文其實係一個嘅基礎，就係講到神呢個嘅宣教呢個工作嘅一個基礎嚟嘅。
And I'm going to give you three words in which to remember this passage.
我咧就會俾大家三個字嚟到係去幫助大家嚟到係去記得呢段嘅經文。
The first one we learned last week was integration.
我哋上一個星期我哋學到嘅時候就係一個融合。
And today we will add two more: investment and intercession.
咁我哋今日會加多兩個字，就係投資同埋去代求。
I don't know whether they all start in Chinese with the same letter I, but they do in English.
No, they don't. 喺英文咧，全嘅三個字咧都係由 I 開始嘅，但係中文咧就唔係咁嘅情況啦。
But that's what we're going to be talking about today.
但我哋今日咧係會同大家講呢三件嘅事情。
If you go back to the previous chapter in Genesis chapter 17, it'll provide some important background.
如果我哋睇下前一章創世記第十七章嘅時候，我哋會睇到一啲好重要嘅背景。
See, when God first called Abram to leave his country to go to the promised land, his name was Abram, which means exalted father.
當神係要亞伯拉罕離開佢嘅本地本鄉嚟到係去進入一個另外一個地方嘅時候，佢當時嘅名咧係叫做亞伯蘭嘅。
But in chapter 17, God appears to Abraham after 24 years and changes his name from Abram to Abraham, which means father of many nations.
亞伯蘭的名字神是將他改變了從亞伯蘭直接變成亞伯拉罕就是萬國的父親
Now in the scriptures names were extremely important
在聖經裡面名字是非常重要的
They were not chosen just because parents liked the sound of the particular name
他們選這些名字不是因為他父母喜歡這些名字的音好聽
Names represented destinies
這個名字是代表了一個神的命定
So a name change, when God changes his name from Abram to Abraham, he was emphasizing his destiny to be a father of all the nations.
所以当神是将亚伯兰的名字转做亚伯拉罕的时候，神是给了他一个嘅神嗰个嘅计划，嗰个嘅命定就是成为一个万国嘅之父。
You remember when God called Abraham in Genesis 12, we looked at that last week. I will bless you and you will be a blessing to the nations.
如果大家记得在上个星期我哋喺十二章睇到神差遣亚伯拉罕的时候，佢话我要使你成为万国嘅父，嚟到系祝福萬國的
It is in the context of that name change that this meal of chapter 18 takes importance.
所以喺第十八章呢個嘅中心就係個背景，就喺十七章度亞伯蘭嘅名字係改為亞伯拉罕。
What is the significance of this meal that Abraham has with God?
咁呢個亞伯拉罕同神人嚟到係佢有呢個嘅飯局係有啲咩意思咧？
It was not to teach us about hospitality.
呢個唔係講到點樣去款待人。
That was a value that was taken for granted in the Middle East.
當時喺中東嘅時候，呢個係佢哋嘅文化，大家都係咁做㗎啦。
Like in the country that I come from.
好似喺我嚟嘅國家一樣。
No, the point of this whole meal was to show Abraham and God in an intimate relationship.
呢個嘅晚餐呢個嘅中心思想咧，就係講亞伯拉罕同神一個非常之密切嘅一個嘅關係同相交。
And it was in the context of this intimacy that in verse 17 he says, Shall I hide from Abraham what I'm going to do?
So, 就是因为神和亚伯拉罕有一个这么密切的关系的时候，所以在十七节神会说，我怎么可以将这件事瞒住亚伯拉罕呢？
Abraham was being raised from the status of servant of God to friend of God who was then able to hear God's heart for the nations.
亚伯拉罕是由从神的仆人一直提升到神的朋友，以致他知道神的心声对万国的旨意是什么。
So first God changes his name to emphasize his destiny and then he says, now I want to draw you into an intimate relationship with me so you can partner with me.
神是将亚伯拉罕的名字来到去引证了他的命定，而现在他是将亚伯拉罕带到他的一个很密切的关系，以致他知道神的心意和目的是什么。
And then notice specifically verse 19.
我们特别是看看第十九章，第十九节。Sorry.
He says, "For I have chosen him that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice, so that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has promised."
所以十九节话，我眷顾他，为要叫他吩咐他的众子和他的眷属遵守我的道，秉行公义，使我所应许亚伯拉罕的话都成就了。
Notice how God's large purposes are connected to His small purposes.
我哋睇到神嗰个嘅好大嘅计划系点样嚟到，系同佢好小嘅计划系互相连接嘅。
God's large purpose for Abraham was that He will bless the nations of the world.
神对亚伯拉罕呢个宏观嘅呢个计划就系佢点样嚟到系去祝福万国。
And then suddenly in verse 19 he says, "I have done this so that Abraham will raise his children in a certain way."
但喺呢度佢就话到翻嚟亚伯拉罕佢嘅生命里边，佢点样嚟到系有佢嘅后代嚟到系去以致佢能够去祝福呢个万国。
So God's domestic purposes for Abraham were linked to His global purposes.
所以神喺亚伯拉罕嘅生命佢嘅家庭里边嗰个嘅目的，亦都系再成为咗神对整个全球宣教嗰个目的。
And we learned last week that this was the essence of an integrated life.
呢个就系上个星期我哋学到，就系我哋点样将神嘅计划同我哋嘅生命嚟到融合。
That our life is not divided into several compartments of which Jesus is one.
我哋嘅生命唔系分割成为好多嘅一橛橛，而耶稣只系其中嘅一橛。
Every dimension of our lives, our domestic life, our work life, our relational life, our recreational life is all linked to God's purposes for us.
我哋嘅生命嘅每一个部分，无论我哋嘅家庭、我哋嘅工作、我哋嘅娱乐、我哋嘅休息都好，都系同神嘅整个计划系连接融合嘅。
And because this was so important, we took a whole sermon last week to understand what that looked like.
因为呢个系咁重要嘅时候，所以我哋上个星期用整篇嘅道嚟到系俾大家明白呢个嘅意思。
So if you weren't here last week, I would encourage you to please listen to the recording of that sermon.
如果你上个星期唔喺度嘅时候，我都希望大家能去听翻上个星期我讲到嘅录音。
Today we want to build on that.
而今日我系希望能够喺度嚟个更加嘅嚟到系去尽心嘅嚟到研究。
So one question that comes to mind is, why was Abraham so interested to get exercised about what God was going to do to Sodom?
咁我哋第一個問題就係，到底亞伯拉罕點解對神對呢個所多瑪嗰個嘅審判點解咁有呢個嘅負擔同興趣咧
？Because if we suddenly heard the news that tomorrow one country was going to bomb some other country, we would probably not be particularly concerned about that.
如果我哋今日聽到新聞就話一個國家喺聽日會去炸另外一個國家嘅時候，我哋可能冇一個咁迫切嗰個感覺。
But what if you had a relative living in that country?
但係如果你有一個親戚喺個國家度，又會點咧
？Now you might be concerned.
咁你就可能會非常之嘅關注啦。
What if you had spent several years investing in the welfare of some people of that country?
如果你係喺用咗幾年嘅時間嚟到投資喺嗰度嘅國家裏邊嘅人民嘅時候，你又會有咩感覺咧
？Then you would be interested.
咁你就會非常之嘅有負擔啦。
And that is exactly the situation with Abraham.
所以亞伯拉罕喺度嘅情況就係咁樣樣啦。
In Genesis chapter 13, we would read that his nephew Lot had moved to Sodom.
創世記第十三章，我哋睇到亞伯拉罕嘅侄羅德係去到呢個所多瑪嘅地方。
And in Genesis chapter 14, Abraham had fought for the people of Sodom against some other invading kings.
咁喺十四章裏邊，亞伯拉罕係為咗所多瑪嘅時候，係佢係為佢哋嚟到爭戰，為咗佢哋係去保護一啲嘅外侵嘅民族。
So he had spent energy and effort on behalf of these people.
佢係為咗所多瑪呢啲嘅人，係投資咗佢嘅能力，佢嘅資源。
And it was because of his investment that he was interested.
就是因为他这个投资，所以他有这个负担。
You see, if we want interest, we have to invest.
如果我们在银行里面，如果我们要收到利息的时候，我们需要来到是去投资。
We know that's certainly true with money. If you invest your money in a bank, you get interest.
在银行的时候，如果我们投资的时候，我们就会有利息了。
The same thing is true in this dimension.
在圣经里面也是同样的真理。
Investment, interest came from investment.
我们的兴趣，我们的回报是因为我们有投资。
You might remember last week in the message I told you about a businessman from our church who every missionary conference would go away to play golf.
你记唔记得我上个礼拜讲到我哋教会有个人系每一年嘅差传年会嘅时候，佢都会去咗第二度打高尔夫球嘅。
It was an unintegrated life.
佢系一个非常之唔融合嘅一个嘅生命。
A few years later, my wife and I went to visit him in his home.
咁几年之后咧，我同我太太就去到佢家庭里边嚟去探访佢。
And within a very short time, he brought out a big atlas of the world map and turned very quickly to Indonesia.
咁佢咧就喺屋企度咧攞咗一本好大嘅地图，就翻到去印尼呢一页嗰度。
And he pointed to the city of Surabaya in Java.
咁咧，佢就揭開印尼嗰個地圖，就揾到 Surabaya 呢個地方俾我睇。
Why was he suddenly interested in that？
但係點解佢突然間對呢個地方有興趣咧？
Because his son was now a missionary in that city.
就係因為佢個仔喺嗰個地方成為咗宣教士。
Investment produced interest.
因為佢嘅投資，所以佢而家有負擔啦。
From this time on, the man never missed a missions conference in the church.
從此以後，佢從來都冇去唔參加呢個差傳年會啦。
And another couple who used to live in Western Canada.
咁有另外一對夫婦就喺加拿大西邊嘅地方住嘅。
An older couple.
一對年紀大嘅夫婦。
They took 6 weeks to travel to the city of Surabaya.
咁佢就用咗六個星期嘅時間去到印尼呢個地方。
To build a house for an local evangelist.
佢就為咗一個嘅當地嘅本土嘅一個傳道人嚟到起一間屋。
And a few years before, they didn't even know this man existed.
幾年之前，佢根本都唔知呢個人存在。
Why the sudden interest?
點解突然間佢有呢個興趣咧？
Because this man's daughter was married to that other man's son.
因為呢對夫婦嘅女就係同咗呢個嘅傳道人結婚。
Once you have investment, you have interest.
當你係有投資嘅時候，你就會有興趣、有負擔。
This is so true. That's why the second word I want to talk about after integration is investment.
所以第二個字喺融合之後，呢個另外一個字就係我哋嘅投資。
It is only as we invest in relationships that we are going to develop an interest for God's global agenda.
就係我哋係要喺呢個關係上邊有一個投資，我哋先至會對神呢個嘅整個全球嘅議程，我哋係會有負擔。
Just sermons by themselves are not going to do it.
我哋講一篇道唔能夠可以觸動到你啲乜嘢。
Let me show you how this works in the scriptures in the life of the Apostle Paul.
我哋去睇下聖經裏邊喺保羅嗰個生命裏邊係點樣嚟到係去工作。
For I'm going to read a few verses from Acts chapter 21, and then Emily will read them.
我會讀《使徒行傳》第二十一章。
Okay, Acts 21 verses 4 to 8 says, "And having sought out the disciples, we stayed there for 7 days." And through the Spirit, they were telling Paul not to go to Jerusalem. When our days there were ended, we departed and went on our journey, and they all with their wives and their children accompanied us until we were outside the city. And kneeling down on the beach, we prayed. And then in verse 7, it says, "When we had finished the voyage from Tyre, we arrived at Ptolemais, where we greeted the brothers and stayed with them for 1 day. Verse 8, "On the next day, we departed and came to Caesarea, and we entered the house of Philip the evangelist, and we stayed with him." And then down in verse 15, it says, "After these days, we got ready and went up to Jerusalem, and some of the disciples from Caesarea went with us, bringing us to the house of Mnason, and whom we stayed with them."
在《使徒行傳》第二十一章第四至八節話：走著你們途就在那裏住了7天，他們被聖靈感動，對保羅說：不要上耶路撒冷去。過了這幾天，我們就起身前行，他們眾人同妻子兒女送我們到城外，我們都跪在岸上禱告，彼此辭別。我們上了船，他們就回家去了。我們從推羅行進了水路，來到多利買，就問那裏的弟兄安，和他們同住了一天。第二天，我們離開那裏，來到該撒利亞，就進了傳福音的腓利家裏，和他同住。
Notice how Paul just went from home to home.
我哋睇见保罗系逐家逐户嘅嚟到去探访。
One day in somebody's house, 7 days in somebody's house.
有一日佢喺嗰度，到第七日佢又喺第二个人嘅屋企里边。
And he didn't know all these people.
其实佢唔系好认识呢班嘅人嘅。
But he just took it for granted that they would help him.
咁咧，佢就已经预咗佢一定会帮佢哋噶啦。
You see.Without this ministry of hospitality, the whole missionary effort as we know it would have completely halted.
如果我哋冇呢个款待嘅呢个嘅事工嘅时候，整个宣教嘅事工都会系嚟到系停滞不移嘅。
In those days, they did not have mission sending organizations like the Alliance, for example.
喺当时候，嗰时系冇一啲嘅宣教机构，好似宣道会咁样样。
Today, we have people who will receive the missionary in the other country.
今日我哋喺另外啲國家係有宣教機構嚟到係去接待佢哋。
Somebody helps them find a house。
有人嚟到幫佢哋嚟到係揾居住嘅地方。
We have medical insurance to look after their needs。
我哋有醫藥嘅保險嚟到係去幫助佢哋身體上面需要。
There's a school for the children。
咁亦都係有國際學校嚟到俾佢哋小朋友。
And this is good。
呢個係非常之好嘅。
It's helpful to be like that。
呢個係非常之幫助到呢個事工嘅。
But in the first century, at the beginning of world missions, there were no such arrangements.Made at all.
但是在第一世纪的时候，这些宣教事工是完全没有这些支持的。
The Apostle Paul depended on the ministry of hospitality of unknown Christians.
保罗他的宣教事工就是要是去全靠一些不认识他的人给他的款待。
And it, this was so foundational that the Apostle Paul even took it for granted. Now, listen to these verses from Romans chapter 15, verse 23.
我们看下 罗马书第十五章第三十一节。
He said, but now since I have no longer have any room for work in these regions, and since I have longed for many years to come to you, I hope to see you in passing as I go to Spain, and to be helped on my journey there by you, once I have enjoyed your company for a while.
在罗马书第十五章 verse 23, right?
Yeah, 23 and
23. 23节说，但如今在这里再没有可存的地方，而且这好几年，我切心想望到士班牙去的时候，可以到你们那里。
Interesting that Paul doesn't say, is it okay with you if I come and stay with you?
很有趣的，保罗就没首先去问下我可不可以来住在你这里呢？
I need some help. I was wondering if you would be so kind as to put me up for a few days.
我需要一些帮助，你会不会肯接待我几天的时间呢？
He doesn't ask for permission.
他完全是没问过他们的。
He just assumes, of course you are going to help me.
他已经预了他们奉了旨是要去帮他们的。
So I'm coming.
所以我来了。
I'm staying for some time.
咁咧，我就会嚟住几日。
He doesn't say how many days.
佢又冇话佢嚟住几日喎。
Because he took for granted that if you are a follower of Jesus, you are going to help me in the mission.
因为佢已经预咗，如果你系跟随神嘅时候，你一定系成为我喺宣教上边嘅一个嘅同伴。
He just assumed that every Christian would live an integrated life like that.
因为佢已经预咗每一个基督徒都系要活一个系一个融合嘅生活。
You know, I call this the forgotten ministry of refreshing and encouraging one another.
一个已经系被遗忘咗一个嘅事工，就系点样嚟到去更新同埋去鼓励。
When it comes to missions, we usually talk about pray, give, and go.
当我哋讲到差传嘅时候，我哋讲到祷告，我哋讲到系去奉献，我哋讲到点样去将人嚟到差出去。
But I hardly ever heard any message on refreshing and encouraging international workers.
但我好少听到有一啲嘅信息系讲到点样嚟到系去更新，点样去鼓励一啲嘅宣教士。
Yet, as I said, the entire first century missions effort would depend upon this.
但我头先所讲第一世纪嘅时候，宣教士系完全嘅，系只系靠呢啲嘅嚟到支持佢哋。
And that's why Paul went to great efforts to maintain these relationships.
所以保罗系用咗好大嘅功夫嚟到系去保持呢啲嘅关系。
So, one dimension of it was hospitality in the homes when they were close by.
其中一方面就系当佢哋嚟到嘅时候，就系喺屋企里边款待佢哋。
And the other dimension was contact with them when they are away from you.
第二个嘅层面就系当佢哋出咗去嘅时候，我哋点样同佢哋保持一个联络。
Notice what Paul says in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 21.
喺以弗所书第六章第二十一节话。
Now all of us know Ephesians chapter 6 very well.
我哋大家都好熟悉以弗所书第六章。
Because that's the chapter that talks about spiritual warfare and all the weapons of our warfare.
这个就是讲到我们属灵的征战和我们怎样来到装备。
That ends in verse 20.
这个就是在20节已经停了。
We pay hardly any attention to verses 21 to 23.
但是我们有时候是忘记了去看21至23节。
But look what Paul says there.
但是保罗在这里怎么说呢？
So that you also may know how I am and what I am doing, Tychicus, my beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, will tell you everything. I have sent him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are and that he may encourage your hearts.
以弗所书六章二十一节话：如今有所亲爱、忠心侍奉主的兄弟推基古，他要把我的事情并我的境况如何全告诉你们，叫你们知道。我特意打发他到你们那里去，好叫你们知道我们的光景，又叫他安慰你们的心。
In those days, Tychicus couldn't jump on a plane in Rome and travel to Ephesus and then come back in one day later.
当时候，推基古不能够坐飞机来到一日之间就是由罗马去到以弗所这个地方。
He would be gone for months.
咁佢一去咧就要几个月噶啦。
Paul was willing to invest one of his workers for several months.
保罗是愿意将佢个童工来到投资几个月嘅时间。
I'm sure he could have used him.
我知道佢喺佢身边系更加嘅可能有用。
But he knew how important it was for the people in Ephesus church to know what was happening in his life.
但他知道是要以弗所的教会知道保罗的生命，他那个事工是做什么，那件事情是更加重要。
That's why he said, I am sending Tychicus to you for this purpose.
所以他说我是将推基古来到去差到你去那里，是为了这个的原因。
See, you see how this relationship had been built in two ways?
我们看不看到这个关系是一个双方的一个双向的关系。
When Paul was in their region, he stayed in their homes.
当保罗在他们的地方的时候，他住在他们家。
And he built deep relationships with them.
他就建立了非常深的交情。
That's why in the earlier verses that we read, when it was time for Paul to go, the whole family went with him to say goodbye.
所以刚才我们读到的时候，当保罗要离去的时候，他们整家人，全家的一起的来到跟他送别。
So that's what I want to talk to us about in the second ministry called refreshing and encouraging.
所以我就想讲啊，第二个嘅事工嘅时候就系点样嚟到系去同更新同埋去鼓励神嘅仆人。
First of all, hospitality at home when the missionaries are close by.
第一嘅时候就系当呢啲嘅宣教士喺我哋嘅附近嘅时候，我哋点样去请佢嚟我哋屋企嚟到系款待佢。
This can happen in many ways.
呢个用好多方法嚟到可以做嘅。
We can invite them for a meal.
我们可以请他们回家吃饭。
But the main purpose is not to feed them.
但最主要的目的就不是来到让他们吃饱。
They often come from countries where the food is better than at our home.
他们很多时候来的国家的食物可能是好过我们吃的东西。
What do they want to come into your home for?
但为什么他要来到我们的家里面呢?
They want someone to listen to their hearts.
因为他是希望能够有人听到他们的心声。
Because even in churches, even in Alliance churches, sometimes a missionary has worked for 4 years, they come home and they're given 5 minutes in a worship service.
有时候一些宣教士，特别尤其是宣道会，都是他们在外面做了4年的事工，但是回到来的时候，我们给5分钟的时间。
Because we all have our programs, right?
因为我们很忙，很多的节目。
And this can be an interruption.
但是他们回到来可能对我们有少少的干扰。
I mean, their hearts are so full of 4 years of anguish and pain and hopes and dreams and desires and no chance to express it.
他在4年里面有经历了很多的困难，也有很多的挑战，有很多的希望、盼望，但是回到来的时候，我们没有时间给他。
But when they're in your homes,
但是他在你屋企的时候,
it almost doesn't matter what you feed them.
你给什么吃, 他吃都不重要了。
They're not interested in the food.
他们不是去志在吃什么东西。
They want to know that you're listening to their hearts.
因为他想知道你是听着他的心声。
And that encourages and strengthens them.
这个就是鼓励来到去加强到他们的力量。
And it connects your heart with theirs.
就是将你的心和他们的心来到连结。
You are investing time and attention.
你就是将你的时间、你的精神来到投资在他们的事工里面。
It is easy to take people to a restaurant for a meal.
要带人去餐室吃东西是非常容易。
And there's nothing wrong with that.
这个是没什么不妥的。
But the purpose of hospitality is to connect heart to heart.
但是款待的目的就是将心连心，听他们的心声。
And once you get to know their needs,
当你认识到他们的需要的时候，
you can begin to minister in practical ways.
你就能够是很实际地的来到去服侍他们。
Imagine a missionary family coming from a hot country like Africa to Toronto in December.
咁你去想象下，如果喺非洲一啲嘅宣教士系好热嘅国家，12月嚟到多伦多呢个嘅地方。
They're going to need boats and coats and hats and muffs. You need to know the ages of the child and the correct sizes of the clothes that they need.
咁咧，佢哋需要有冬天褛啦、雪靴啦、帽啦，同埋你要知道佢小朋友着咩 size， 以至到你可以嚟到去预备为佢哋。
And if you did all that well, it will be communicating to them that we care for you, we understand what your needs are.
如果我哋好细心嘅做得好嘅时候，佢哋会领受到我哋对佢嗰个嘅关心，我哋知道佢嘅需要。
Maybe they need transportation.
可能佢哋需要交通上面嘅支持。
Maybe I know one woman who single lady who moved out of her house to live with her mother so a missionary family could live for 6 months in their home.
我知道一位嘅姊妹系从自己嘅屋企搬去同佢妈妈住，以至到呢个嘅宣教士翻到嚟嘅时候可以住喺佢自己嘅屋企。
What do you think is happening to her heart as far as this family is concerned?
你谂下佢哋嘅心嗰个情况系点样嘅咧？
So this is one half of the ministry, the hospitality when they are home.
这个就是这个的工作的一半，就是当他们在家的时候，我们对他们的款待。
And when they're away, then sustained contact with them.
但是当他们是出了去做在工厂的时候，我们怎样来到维持、保持这个的联络？
We live such busy lives that out of sight is out of mind.
我们的生活是非常的忙，我们见不到就会忘记了。
But relationships takes investment.
但是关系是需要投资的。
And today we don't even have to wait. Before 30 years ago, we would write a letter. It would take 1 month to go there and 1 month to come back.
几十年前我们要写信、摆邮票，然后寄去一个月，一人一个月就回来。
Today we have FaceTime.
今天我们可以有
And all,
yeah,
and all these things, because you can actually talk to them face to face. And you know that is so important, because words are only 7% of communication.
其實呢,我們所說的東西,其實只是整個溝通裡面的七成而已。
The tone of the voice and the non-verbal signals are much, much more.
我們的面部表情,我們的身體言語是更加重要。
So we have the privilege nowadays, because of technology, to be invested in face-to-face relationships when they are thousands of miles away.
今天因為高科技的發達,我們雖然他們很遠,幾千里之外,但我們能夠可以跟他們面對面的溝通。
Now this is also important. Not only do we listen to their hearts, we share our hearts with them. Listen to what the Apostle Paul wrote once to the Thessalonian church.
It should be 1 Thessalonians.
I may have given a mistake on 2nd. 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 5.
帖撒羅尼迦前書 第3章第5節.
It was my mistake. I sent the wrong reference in my notes. So.
It's okay. 帖撒羅尼迦前書3章5節.
1 Thessalonians 3:5, Paul says this: "For this reason, when I could bear it no longer, I sent to learn about your faith, for fear that somehow the tempter had tempted you and our labor would be in vain. But now that Timothy has come to us from you and has brought us the good news of your faith and love, and reported that you always remember us kindly and long to see us, for this reason, brothers, in all our distress and affliction, we have been comforted about you through your faith, for now we live if you are standing fast in the Lord."
第5節說，為此我既不能再忍，就打發人去，要曉得你們的信心如何，恐怕那誘惑人的到底誘惑了你們，叫我們的勞苦歸於徒然。但提摩太剛才從你們那裡回來，將你們信心和愛心的好消息報給我們，又說你們常常記念我們，每次的想見我們，如同我們想見你們一樣。所以弟兄們，我們在一切困難苦難 困苦患难之中，因着你们的信心就得了安慰。你们若靠主站立得稳，我们就活了。Notice
what encouraged the Apostle Paul.
我们看看到底有啲乜嘢嚟到系去鼓励到保罗嘅咧？
He says, in the midst of all of our sufferings and difficulties,
喺我哋咁多嘅困苦患难当中嘅时候，
what brings me great encouragement is that you are growing in your faith in Jesus at home.
就係因為喺你係點樣喺耶穌嗰個嘅愛裏邊嚟到成長，係嚟到鼓勵到我。
Because what that says to them is that you are taking Jesus as seriously as they are taking Jesus seriously.
因為呢個就係話俾保羅聽，你對耶穌係同樣同佢一樣係咁認真嘅。
So you listen to their hearts and you share your hearts with them.
你去聽佢哋嘅心聲，你亦都係將你自己心底嘅聲音嚟到係同佢哋分享。
Maybe you can share with them what you've learned in these 4 weeks of your missions conference.
或者你可以同佢哋分享你喺4個星期宣教月裏邊學到啲乜嘢。
Maybe something that God has spoken to you recently in your women's Bible study.
可能或者係一個婦女嘅查經嘅小組裏邊學到一啲嘅事情，你想同佢哋分享。
Maybe a son or a daughter that is showing some growth in their faith in Jesus.
或者你嘅仔或者個女點樣喺佢哋嘅信心裏邊嚟到成長，你可以同佢哋分享。
Maybe a prayer meeting that you recently attended.
或者係你最近翻一個祈禱會，你當中嘅領袖。
Or a book that you read.
或者一本書你係讀到嘅。
Or how God is working in your marriage.
或者神是怎樣在你的婚姻裡面動工。
Or what is happening in your community as you're reaching out.
或者在你的社區裡面，當你去傳福音的時候，有什麼事情發生著。
Share these things with them.
就是跟他們去分享這些神的工作。
Let me tell you a story of how the importance of this was driven home to me, not just for Paul, but for today.
我想跟大家去分享一下，不單止在保羅的時代，而是今日這件事情是為什麼這麼重要。
I was speaking to a group of international workers from the Alliance in Indonesia many years ago.
很多年前我在印尼的時候，跟一班的宣教士、宣道會的宣教士來到去講道。
And I was sharing with them about how, as a church, the first missionary that went from our church ran into lots of opposition.
就是讲到我们的教会来到是做一个第一代的宣教士的时候，怎样来到有遇到很多的困难和攻击。
And how we can maintain our holy optimism in the face of challenges and difficulties.
但我们怎样能够在一个患难，在一个攻击的当中，我们仍然都是有一个在神里面有一个的积极和乐观。
At the end of this, one lady came to me and said, thank you for that very encouraging message.
咁最后的时候，有一位的姊妹来到同我讲话，好多谢你俾我一个咁鼓励性的信息。
Now I didn't think my message was very encouraging.
我唔覺得我嗰個道有特別有咩咁特別嘅鼓勵。
Because I was talking about the difficulties and the challenges that we were experiencing.
因為我係講緊當時我哋所遇見嘅困難同埋患難。
So I said to her, "How can that? Maybe there are other adjectives to describe my sermon, but I didn't think it was very encouraging."
所以我好奇怪，我可能你可以用其他嘅形容詞嚟都係去講我篇道，但我唔覺得呢篇道係非常之嘅鼓勵性。
I will never forget what she said.
咁我永遠都會忘記佢點樣同我講。
She said, "Brother Sundar, it is not the failure or the success of your life, but oneness in the mission with us."
佢話Pastor Sundar 唔係話你嗰個嘅喺宣教裏邊嗰個嘅成功，而係你同我哋嗰個嘅同心係最重要。
See, it communicated to her that I was at, our church was as passionate about the mission as you are.
因為我個信息俾佢知道，唔單止係佢哋有依個嘅對傳福音嘅依個熱忱，我哋嘅教會同樣有一個同樣嘅激情。
So these are the two dimensions of this ministry of refreshing and encouraging.
依一個就係喺依個嘅事工裏邊，我哋點樣嚟到係去更新同埋嚟到係鼓勵依啲嘅宣教士。
Hospitality when they are home and sustained contact when they are away.
佢哋喺我哋度嘅時候，我哋嚟到款待佢；當佢哋出咗去嘅時候，我哋點樣嚟到保持依個嘅聯絡？
All right, so integration is the first dimension.
所以依個嘅融合係第一個嘅層面。
Abraham's domestic agenda connected to his global agenda.
就係亞伯拉罕佢喺家庭裏邊嗰個嘅議程點樣嚟到係去同神依個國整個環球依個嘅議程嚟到聯合。
And the second dimension is interest that comes through investment.
第二嘅時候就係我哋嗰個嘅投資點樣嚟到係以致到我哋有依個負擔。
One more, and then that's the last part of our message.
第三點嘅時候係話
，Okay, so look at verse 3. We're going back to Genesis now. The story, verse 22.
我哋翻去創世記第十八章。
It says, "So the men turned from there and went towards Sodom, but Abraham still stood before the Lord. Then Abraham drew near and said, 'Will you indeed sweep away the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there are 50 righteous within the city. Will you then sweep away the place and not spare it for the 50 righteous who are in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to put the righteous to death with the wicked, so that the righteous fare as the wicked. Far be it from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do what is right?"
二人转身离开那里，向所多玛去，但亚伯拉罕仍旧站在耶和华面前。亚伯拉罕近前来说，无论善恶，你都要剿灭吗？假若那城里有五十个义人，你还剿灭那地方吗？不为城里这五十个义人饶恕其中的一人吗？将义人与恶人同杀，将义人与恶人一样看待，这断不是你所行的。审判全地的主岂不行公义吗？
Notice what is the first expression of Abraham's new destiny as the father of nations.
我们看看亚伯拉罕当他成为了一个万国之父的时候，他第一个的代求是什么？
He doesn't run away to plan a strategy.
他不是来到去做一个的去一个策略。
He doesn't run away to recruit a team for missions.
那他也不是去组织一大队的宣教的一个同工。
Instead, he prays to God.
但是他是向神来到去代求祷告。
The first expression of Abraham's new destiny to be a father of many nations was to pray to the God who sent him.
他第一个是成为他这个国际成为万国之父，他第一样东西做的时候就是向神来到去祷告。
What does that tell us about the importance of prayer when it comes to accomplishing the Great Commission?
所以我们看到当我们要去履行这个大使命的时候，祷告是非常之重要。
Even more remarkable, the first prayer that is recorded for us in the Bible is a cross-cultural intercessory prayer.
而更加重要的时候就是第一个在圣经里面第一次讲到这个为宣教祷告的时候是为了一个跨文化的国家来祷告。
Because Abraham is not praying for his own people, he is praying for God's blessing upon a nation that is not his own.
亚伯拉罕不是为了他自己的国家来祷告，他是为了一个不是他自己的国家所多玛的地方来祷告。
Here's something even more remarkable. Not only is the first prayer recorded in the Bible a cross-cultural intercessory prayer, it is the first cross-cultural intercessory prayer in any literature anywhere in the world.
这个不单止在圣经里面第一次讲到一个跨文化的代求，而是在整个世界的文献里面是第一次的跨文化的代求。
The literature of other nations has people praying to their own gods for themselves.
在其他国家、其他的宗教里面都是有讲到为他们自己的国家向他们的神来代求。
But the Bible begins with a prayer for a nation other than our own.
但是圣经里面第一个祷告就是说为了他们跨文化另外一个国家来祈祷。
So in addition to the investment that is the expression of an integrated life,Intercession begins to play a key part as well.
我哋唔单止系要我哋嘅生命系要融合，我哋呢度系讲到我哋去代求呢个嘅重要性。
See this? That's why the story of Abraham is so foundational.
所以亚伯拉罕呢个故事系非常之嘅，嗰个嘅基础系非常之嘅重要。
It is a call to integrate our lives under the Great Commission.
就系嚟到呼召我哋点样嚟到系同神嘅大使命，将我哋嘅生命同神嘅大使命融合。
It is a call to invest in the people that are involved in the Great Commission.
就系嚟到系呼召我哋点样将我哋嚟到系嘅生命喺神嘅大使命里边去投资。
And it's a call to pray.
亦都系去呼召我哋去祷告、去代求。
There are many things we can do after we have prayed, but nothing until we have prayed.
我哋有好多嘢喺祈祷之后可以做，但系我哋若果未祈祷，我哋系乜嘢都唔能够做。
And what is true from the story of Abraham is true throughout Scripture.
喺亚伯拉罕个故事里边，嗰个真理喺整本圣经里边都系一贯嘅同样嘅真理。
The New Testament and especially the letters of the Apostle Paul.Tie the success of every dimension of the Great Commission to the prayers of ordinary people.
在保罗里边所讲，他的书信里边讲到，所有为他的神嗰个嘅宣教嚟嘅祷告，都是一啲系好普通、平凡、平信徒嘅祷告。
For example, Jesus said, "Pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers."
好似耶稣话，要庄稼嘅主嚟到系差派佢嘅工人。
That is God's only prescribed strategy for recruitment of international workers.
这个就是神唯一怎样来到 去招募他的宣教士的一个的策略。
The remaining task of the Great Commission is a very challenging task.
而这个大使命之后的事情就是非常有挑战性。
Because all the unreached people groups live in countries that are marked by four characteristics.
因为所有这些未听到福音的民族都是有四个特点的。
The climates are the harshest.
他们的气候是非常之苛刻。
The languages are the most difficult to learn.
他们的言语是非常之难学。
The geography is more challenging.
他们的地理也是非常之有挑战性。
And the groups are the most resistant.
而且他们的心是非常之硬。
When you take all four of them together, you can see what the challenge is.
如果你将这四样东西加在一起的时候，你会看到这个挑战是有多大。
It's going to take a very special breed of people who are willing to work in these places.
你是真的需要一班很特别的人。
In fact, many of them will basically be signing up for a life of persecution and even martyrdom.
他们可能去做这件事情的时候，他们已经是预了是他们会受苦，甚至乎是被殉道的。
And it probably won't be people from Western culture going to those places.
也都未必是从西方文化的人去到那些地方。
It'll probably be local believers in these countries crossing boundaries within their own area of living.
可能是当时本地的人来到是怎样跨文化来到是在当中来到传福音。
But they depend upon our prayers.
但是他们需要我们的祷告。
We will be praying for people that we will never see in our own lives.
我们是为一些我们可能这世人都不会见到的人，不懂得的人来祷告。
But one day in heaven when we meet them, they'll say, I was sent because you prayed.
但是有一天，我们在天家的时候，那个人可能会跟你说，我是被差派因为你的祷告。
So, workers are sent in response to our prayers.
所以这些宣教士是因为我们的祷告的回应，所以他们会出去。
I don't have time to walk you through the specific verses, but let me list all the things that the Apostle Paul says will happen if we pray.
我会跟大家说到，保罗就说，当我们祷告的时候，有些什么事情一会发生呢？
Unity amongst international workers on the field is tied to our prayers.
在国际这个的宣教士那个的工厂里面，他们的同心是要全靠我们的祷告。
Deliverance from depression, despair, and even death is tied to our prayers.
我哋嘅祷告会支持帮助佢哋嗰个嘅情绪上面嘅困难，或者佢哋嗰个嘅当时遇到嘅困难。
Boldness and clarity in proclaiming the gospel is tied to our prayer.
我哋嘅祷告系支持到佢哋点样能够好清晰嘅将福音嚟到传俾佢哋嗰度人。
Protection from opposition is tied to our prayer.
我哋嘅祷告会支持到佢哋点样嚟到系去去避免当时嗰个嘅当地嗰个嘅侵略。
Open doors for the proclamation of the message, new opportunities is tied to our prayers.
佢哋嗰个福音嘅门系会被打开，都系全靠我哋嘅祷告。
Rapid spreading and reception of the word of God is tied to our prayers.
福音嗰个嘅好快嘅传播，亦都系全靠我哋嘅祷告嘅支持。
That's why I said that the success of every dimension of the global agenda is tied to the prayers of ordinary men and women.
环球宣教事工所有嘅每一个层面嗰个嘅事迹，都系全靠我哋喺度嘅祷告嘅支持。
So now we understand these three components.
所以我哋而家明白呢三个好重要嘅元素。
The call to intercession
就系神呼召我哋要去代求祷告。
Stimulated by investment
就系因为我哋嗰个嘅投资。
And all because we believe in living an integrated life.
因为我哋相信我哋系要活出一个融合嘅生活。
So let me close with some practical suggestions.
所以喺结束嘅时候，我想俾大家一啲好具体嘅一啲嘅意见。
If you've not been involved at all in the life of any international worker,
如果你系冇同一啲嘅国际嘅同工、一啲宣教士嘅生命系已经有一啲嘅连结嘅时候
，choose one of them.
你去选择一位一对。
And there are some natural ways in which you can make this choice.
有好多唔同嘅方法去帮助你嚟到做呢个选择。
It might be somebody that you already know。
可能呢啲系你已经认识嘅一啲嘅宣教士。
They would be a good place to start because you already have a relational component。
因为呢个会一个好嘅开始，因为你已经有一个关系上边嗰个嘅连接。
Or maybe it's a country that you're passionate about。
或者系一个对你特别系有兴趣嘅一个国家。
Obviously, in my case, I'm very passionate about the country of India. That's where I heard the gospel.
因为喺我嘅情况咧，就系我对印度系非常之嘅有负担，因为喺当地嚟都系信主嘅。
And you have large regions of the country that you come, most of you come from, where people are still unreached.
喺大家嚟嗰个国家嘅地方，亦都又系有好多嘅人未认识耶稣。
So a person or a country, or maybe a cause, some cause that is passionate.
可能系一个人，可能一个国家，或者系有神特别有呢个呼召。
I met someone in the first service who, after she became a Christian, found out about the sex slave trade and has become very passionate about justice and compassion issues.
我今朝喺英文堂认识一位嘅姊妹，佢之后同我讲，佢知道喺有啲嘅国家喺呢个嘅卖淫嗰个嘅事情上边，佢系特别有呢个嘅负担。
Or maybe you might have a passion for orphanages.
或者你对孤儿系特别有负担。
So choose somebody who works in the area of passion.
你可以係揾一個嘅地方，一啲嘅人係對呢方面係特別有負擔、有工作嘅。
So someone you know, a country you may be passionate about, a cause, all of those are natural starting points.
所以係好自然嘅嚟到係去揾一啲你識得嘅人，你對一啲嘅國家或者一啲嘅事情、一啲嘅事工，你係特別有興趣嘅，你可以由嗰度開始。
So choose some family.
或者係選擇一個家庭。
And then begin to build that relationship with them.
然后就开始来到同他们建立这个关系。
If they ever happen to come home, have open your home for a ministry of hospitality.
如果他们回来的时候，你就来到是去款待，请他们来到家。
And when they are away, begin to initiate contact with them.
当他们再被差出去的时候，就开始同他们有这个联络。
For the purpose of hearing their hearts and sharing your heart.
就是要去听到他们的心声，也是分享你自己的心声。
Find out about the specific ways in which they might want you to pray for them.
去嚟到系去知道佢哋到底有啲咩好特别嘅代祷嘅需要，你可以为佢哋祈祷。
Find out what are the unique ways in which they are experiencing opposition.
或者系佢哋有啲咩好特别嘅困难，有啲好特别嘅攻击，你可以为佢哋祈祷。
Ask them what is bringing them joys and difficulties these days.
或者去认识到有啲乜嘢令到佢喜乐，有啲乜嘢令到佢系佢忧愁嘅，你系可以知道。
How are they doing in their marriages and their children?
或者佢哋嘅婚姻、佢哋嘅家庭、佢哋嘅儿女、佢哋嘅近况系点样
？And then pray with them and for them.
同佢哋一齐祷告，亦都系为佢哋嚟到祷告。
I mean, we're able to do so much more today because of the miracle of technology.
我哋今日因为高科技嘅时候，我哋能够系做好多嘅嘢。
So choose one family, build a relationship with them, and pray.
你就选择一个家庭，同佢哋建立呢个关系，为佢哋代求。
Now, what is the real sustained motivation for this?
咁到底呢一个所有呢啲嘅嘢， 能够系去坚持到我哋呢个嘅动机系乜嘢咧？
If you read the rest of this, Abraham's prayer，
如果我哋睇埋亚伯拉罕呢个祷告嘅时候
，you will find that God never answers his questions。
咁你会睇到神系冇答到佢啲问题嘅。
God doesn't answer the question。Are you not the God of all the earth who is going to do right? How can you destroy some of these people?
他没答到他说你不是这个人的神你怎么会来到去消灭这帮人呢
But Abraham stops praying at some point.
但是亚伯拉罕就停止了他祷告了
Because God keeps saying to him,
因为神不断地跟他说
If there are 40 people, I won't destroy the whole nation.
如果有40个异人我不会来到消灭这个城市
If there are 30 people, I won't destroy the
country. 如果有30个异人我也不会消灭这个城市
If there are 10 people, I won't destroy it.
如果有10个异人我不会消灭这个城
市 If there are 5 people, I won't destroy it.
如果有5个异人我都不会消灭这个城市
And some commentators have a completely wrong explanation for this.
有一些解经家是完全解错了这段的经文
They think thatAbraham has negotiated God down like we might negotiate a price for some curious article when we are touring.
我哋佢哋解釋亞伯拉罕咧就同神咧好似喺度討價還價咁樣樣。
Because Abraham might say, "Well, my Lot, my nephew and his wife are there."
因為亞伯拉罕會話我嘅侄仔羅德同佢太太喺嗰度。
They have 2 daughters.
佢哋有兩個女。
And 2 husbands.
兩個丈夫。
So that's 6 people.
呢度有六個人。
I have negotiated God down to 5.
因為咧，我同神討價還價咧，去到5個人啦。
Now I can stop.
咁我而家可以停啦。
That's not what was happening at all.
呢個完全唔係當時發生嘅事情。
No, as Abraham was wrestling with the nature of God.
呢個到底係咪亞伯拉罕同神嗰個嘅屬性喺度嚟到係糾纏咧
？Somewhere suddenly he broke through to the conviction that I can trust this God.
但是其实他是突然间有一个突破就是说我能够完全的信赖相信这个神。
And even though I cannot understand his ways, I still know that he is just, righteous, and holy.
虽然我不是明白神那个的心意但是我知道他的主权他是一个信实一个的信实慈爱的神。
Abraham didn't know whether God was going to answer his prayer for Lot or not.
亚伯拉罕是不知道神是不是会听他的祷告是关于罗德的命运
In chapter 19 of Genesis, we are told that when God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, Lot was saved because of Abraham's prayers.
第19章的时候我们知道当神来到去毁灭所多玛俄摩拉的时候罗德是被拯救的因为亚伯拉罕的祷告
But Abraham didn't know that.
但是亚伯拉罕当时是不知道的
What does that teach us about prayer?
那这个在教导我们祷告上面一个什么功课呢
We think prayer is all about getting answers.
我们有时想祷告就是神怎样来答允我们的祷告
What happened to Abraham was not that he got answers to his prayers.
在亚伯拉罕的这个情况的时候他不是说神怎样去答允他的祷告
But as a result of an encounter with God, he was changed.
是因为他和神这个的接触的时候他的生命是改变
You see, it is impossible to be intimate with God without being changed.
因为我们如果不改变的时候我们不能够和神有一个密切的关系
I mean, just like imagine in your life, who are the people who have impacted you the most? The ones with whom you are closest and have had sometimes even the biggest arguments with?
到底在你的生命里面有什么人对你能够是最有影响呢就是你最亲密的人甚至乎你可能和他吵架最多的人
Honest relationships in intimacy produce changes in our lives.
就是当你同一个人有密切的关系的时候，就会令你的生命能够会有改变。
God's real agenda in this whole thing.
在神嗰个嘅整个嘅计划嘅里边。
When He calls us to be involved in the Great Commission.
当佢呼召我哋嚟到同佢喺一个大使命里边有参与嘅时候。
When He calls us to live an integrated life.
当佢呼召我哋去活一个融合嘅生活嘅时候。
When He calls us to invest in heart-to-heart relationships with international workers.
当佢呼召我哋同宣教士有一个心连心嘅一个关系嘅时候。
When He calls us to pray.
当佢呼召我哋要去代求嘅时候。
It is not because He needs us.
唔系因为佢需要我哋。
We need Him.
因为我们需要神。
And we are changed.
而我们的生命就因此被改变。
Global missions is a call for transformation in our own lives.
环球宣教事工是一个的呼召叫我们的生命我们自己的生命是得着改变。
Let's pray together.
请大家一起低头祈祷。
Lord, we want to freely confess that we are not sufficient for this.
我们神啊，我们真的要来到去祷告，来到去认罪，因为我们实在是很不足够，很卑微。
We take confidence in this that you have chosen us like you have chosen Abraham.
但我们相信你是拣选了我们好像你拣选亚伯拉罕一样。
You have chosen us to tie our domestic agenda to your global agenda.
你係選擇咗我哋，叫我哋喺你喺我哋家庭裏邊嗰個嘅啊呼召，同樣地係呼召我哋喺環球宣教事工裏邊。
So we are trusting you to take us to the next step.
我哋係相信你係會帶領我哋去行下一步。
Show us the family or the individual with whom we can begin a relationship like this.
請你俾我哋能夠睇見一個家庭，一個宣教士嘅家庭，以至我哋能夠開始依個關係。
Give us opportunities to build a heart-to-heart relationship with them.
賜俾我哋有機會能夠同佢哋有一個心連心嘅一個嘅關係。
We want to offer our homes to you to be used as a tool for hospitality.
我哋願意打開我哋嘅家庭，以致到佢哋能夠得著呢個款待。
We want to offer our hearts to you so that we can engage in your heart expressed in the hearts of our international workers.
我哋願意將我哋嘅心嚟到打開，同你嘅心嚟到連結，嚟去關心呢啲嘅環球宣教士。
And we want to offer to you our words, our attention, and our energy in transforming intercessory prayer.
而我哋亦都係願意將我哋嘅言語、我哋嘅時間、我哋嘅精神嚟到投資，嚟到為佢哋嚟到代求。
And we do all this because we believe that we will be a changed people.
我哋咁樣做，我哋係因為相信你係會因此係改變我哋嘅生命。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶穌基督嘅名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, sir.